The European Best of Event Awards are coming up again. Enjoy my yearly catch-up with organizer Salvatore Sargoni on the Oscars of the worldwide event industry. Hi, Salvatore.
Hi. Hello to everybody.
Welcome back virtually in our studio. Like every year, we have a short chat about the BIA World Awards. Maybe we can start with looking back at last year. How was the edition, and what have we learned from the winners?
Well, last year was a very important edition because we had a record edition in terms of numbers of entries and delegates. But at the same time, I found out that it was time to change the formula. I decided to host, to organize directly myself the event in Italy in a new context, in a new format, which is the Live Communication Week, which means that I'm sure that the live communication industry deserves more than 2 days, but a whole week dedicated to the Live Communication Week. So, from 26 to 30 of November in Milano. Milano will be the capital of events and live communication with events, contents. Of course, there will be the award, the best, the BIA award that will recognize the best creativity in events all over the world, and the city will host these big events, also in terms of a leisure program that will include some activities related to food, culture, fashion, and whatever. It will be a big surprise. I think that delegates that will come will be very happy to leave this experience, I would say. And so the reason why I decided it is because sometimes the local organizer are not ready to organize properly the event as it deserves, so I wanted to organize myself. And we have all the pieces of the puzzle ready, and I'm sure it will be a great success. And the feedback up to now has been terrific, wonderful. A lot of people are interested in joining us in the deep, also in terms of entries, agencies from all over the world are joining us. So I'm quite confident that will be a great addition this year too.
Okay, we're looking forward to that. I was just curious, if you look back at the winners of last year, What trends do you see? Because you organize the BIA Awards for several years now. I can imagine that you
celebrate the 14th edition.
Wow, 14th edition. So I assume you also see trends. It's not the same winner as 14 years ago. So what makes a winner the last few years?
The lesson I learned is quite clear. I mean, more and more the companies and the brands has to deal with the context where they live. I mean, each brand has a purpose, which means that each brand has to talk to their consumers also regarding what they can do in terms of to improve the environment, what is the purpose in terms of sustainability, and etc. And so the events that won last year had this this aspect that was very clear. I mean, today is not enough to have a big production from a technological point of view, which is of very, very important, because the production side is very important. But the brands with the live communication has to say something and to do something more for the consumers, for the environment where they live. And for this reason, the theme of this year, of the Life Communication Week, will be the future of events, which has a double meaning, which means the evolution of the events, of course, because nature is evolution, but also the relationship with the environment. This year is, I mean, it's the most important topic, from Greta to the what is happening in the Amazonian forest now. We can see that there is this emergency, which is the environmental, the climate change, and also the event industry, the telecommunication industry, has to take their own responsibility. So, also producing events, brands should have clear this this purpose. And so, coming back to your question, last year we saw many winning events, especially from India, that were very engaged with these themes regarding the environment and the sustainability and etc. So this is, I think, a trend that that is very important. That we cannot come back to without it.
Do you use the same aspects, the same principles in organizing, in the production of the your event itself?
We will try to. Yes, we are. We will do this. I would like to do a plastic-free event, at least in catering or whatever, whatever we can, but also in saving energy or planting trees or whatever. We are preparing a program for that. We will announce it in a few days.
Okay, you're giving the good example. Salvatore, if our viewers want to join you in the Life Communication Week, where can they find information? Where can you find tickets?
You can find information in the bearwolffestival.com, the website. Is everything is explained quite clearly, I hope. And I have another news to tell about this edition.
Okay.
Is the new award called the Elephant Prodige, which is a special award given to young people, the youngest beside under the 28 years, that will compete about on a brief given from an ONG organization regarding a theme as for related to the environment. And this is quite a new idea to promote the sensibility towards these aspects and also to promote the new talents in our industry. This is one of the most important news of this year.
Okay, great. We're looking forward to that. We will put the link to the website below the video. We're looking forward to the event. And thank you, Salvatore, for your time in catching up with us.
Thank you to you, Kevin. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Salvatore. Bye-bye. And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.